I knew the day that Joe Torres bought the mill. This guy was a smooth operator. He reminded me of a used car salesman, you know. Shut the mill down, bust us all over to this career conference, and patting us on the back, telling us we're going to make millions together. And I felt like I was just, and I'm sorry again, I feel like I was just bit in the ass by a snake. That we used to have a profit sharing plan, and it was the one goal that we used to work for. And we'd all end up with, you know, $500 or $600 every year. We used to get $500 or $600. Well, he didn't want to give us that profit sharing. So, and one year we were making the best profit we ever made. He had hired a new president, and we asked him at a meeting, because they used to cram us into these monthly meetings, how much money we made. Oh, he says, you guys, you got probably $5 or $6 million in this account for profit sharing. You know, and my hat's coming out my mouth. You know, I imagine a new truck or a new snowmobile. You know, I'm pictures are just rolling through my mind. But after he announced that, the next week the owner took the money, went out and bought a warehouse, and told us, well, you know, we took your profit share and bought a warehouse.
For what?
And I said to this day that we should have gotten a lawyer and sued him. The union should have provided a lawyer. The international union should have stepped right in and said, hey, whoa, wait a minute, you can't do that.
Yeah, I was going to say, did the union protest that at all?
If it did, it didn't go anywhere. We should have brought, because the international has the best attorneys, and they can look over books and stuff, but nobody ever wanted to press the issue. If I press it, well, we're going to start trouble. I said, I don't care. I said, that's our money. We work for that.
So after that, you never had
profit sharing? We never had profit sharing, and we had a contract the next year. He took, what he did, we take the profit sharing clause and made it so high that we would never, ever be able to reach it. Instead of just buying us, he could have bought us out of that profit sharing plan. And I told him one day there, and I kind of laughed at it, saying how bad work was. I said, you know what your problem is? This is right around the holidays. I said, if you gave everybody a $300 check today, you'd have the best bunch of workers in this mill.
Yeah.
So what they do, they mailed us all a Christmas card.
Wow.
Thank you. I said, thanks a lot.